We're coming up on this little more than a month away all year, this station celebrating 100 years as a huge part of the upper Midwest. So when is our 100-year celebration? It's Monday, October 21st, Chanhassen Dinner Theater. Not many tickets left, by the way. We didn't sell a lot to begin with, and a lot of people have been buying the tickets. So I would encourage you to check out WCCRadio.com right now. It's right at the top of the screen. You'll see it. You'll have all the hosts, but Adam had a trip already scheduled for Iceland. But everybody else is going to be there. Lots of other former well-known CCO hosts are going to be there. Plenty of entertaining plans, dinner, the whole show, all of it, programming, current, reminiscing. It's going to be a lot of fun. If you enjoy this station, maybe you're somebody who's enjoyed this station for 40 years, 50 years. Maybe you've just come on board the last couple of years. I'd love to see a cross-section of folks who show up. And anybody just takes the time to even consider it, thank you so much. Go to WCCRadio.com. We've covered this topic many times, but it's a big deal when Amazon jumps in. The debate on you have to go to work, you have to go to work for a little bit, or it's a new world. If you're productive, I don't care where you're working. And I'll say again, our jobs, the two of us in studio now, it's very different. Dave has to be here. Maybe some point, not that far down the line, you can produce the show from your house. I don't know. We're getting new technology. Maybe that's going to happen. For me, I have some flexibility. I take great pride in working hard at this job. And if I have the opportunity to work at home or when I traveled last year, I never for a single second take it for granted and make sure I work hard at being prepared. And sometimes it's utter nonsense. Sometimes it's very serious topics. Sometimes serious interviews. But I know I'm incredibly fortunate to have a good relationship with Brad and Jeff and their trust in me and my trust in them where I have some leeway. And I know plenty of jobs, you don't have that chance. You know, Jordana works from home a lot. Guess what? Jordana's battled significant health issues the last 4 years plus. And I know there are other individuals who have battled significant health issues, and if they don't show up, they're fired. It's not equal. Some jobs, it's unavoidable. Some jobs, they make you go to work when you can make the argument, do they really have to go to work? Trust me, I know other friends of mine who are in charge of other radio stations, and they've said to me, well, good luck. You wouldn't be doing that if I was in charge, right? So it's all different. I also have been the one to say, if you can, I hope you make the effort. And I think businesses can put pressure on you to work in the office. Under most circumstances, Dave Harrigan, I believe you have an energy, you have that connection, you have an opportunity that you significantly miss out on if on a consistent basis you don't go to work. I know a lot of people who since COVID haven't returned to work, maybe rarely or ever, and they're still very good at their job. Their job isn't as dependent on that face-to-face human interaction. So I get, listen, we just talked about one of the buildings that in 2019, when it sold for what? $73 million. It sold recently for $6.5 million. We got a downtown issue in Minneapolis, in St. Paul, in Chicago, in Philly. It's an issue mainly driven by COVID, But to act like crime wasn't a part of it would be naive. So Amazon, what have they said? If you haven't heard by now, they're saying corporate employees need to return 5 days a week. What is the change? The hybrid, 3 days a week. The CEO announced it yesterday. Will help employers invent, collaborate, and be connected enough to each other in our culture to deliver the absolute best for customers in the business. A lot of those buzzwords make me puke. Okay? All those words almost are, if you sent them to me in a text, you would just be doing it to bait me and to get me going.
They just workshopped that thing, okay? They ran it up the flagpole. It's
just so nauseating. Those
words. A lot of synergy.
A lot of synergy. We could keep going here. Keep going. 651-461-9226. But to act like with some people that doesn't have an effect, I think is wrong. I don't need to hear culture. I don't need to hear collaborate. Just for some jobs, it is helpful and more productive if you're face-to-face as you're workshopping. I mean, the connection we have between us, we're synergizing right now.
We're spitballing over here.
We are doing this. This is going to take place first day of real work in 2005, January 2nd. He had previously, the CEO, Andy Jassy, had advocated employees work in the office, writing that a physical presence improves company culture. Man, this guy likes to use culture a lot. It's not simply to bring many thousand employees back to our offices around the world. So we're going to go and give them the teams that need to do the work sometime to develop a plan. He maintained that for a while, but added, he observes it's easier for our teammates to learn, model, practice, and strengthen our culture. I might throw up like the Packers center if I read more of these quotes. If Amazon employees didn't follow the current policy, it could hurt their chance of being promoted, and exceptions for working from home will be subject to an additional layer of leadership approval. So what do you think? Dave Harrigan, because we've had this discussion on this show pre-Dave and then now in the salad days of Dave. The big employees downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Target, U.S. Bank, Hennepin County. Jason's the one who started pushing Hennepin County a lot, and he's 100% right. What a shock when you're Hennepin County and you have a lot of employees and you're involved in creating energy and business and commerce. What a crazy concept that Hennepin County should say, hey, how about a couple days a week? How about 3 days a week? And they haven't said that. And then the Target policy, what was it, a week every quarter?
I think that was it.
I don't think you could have a policy that is for every single one. I really don't. We can sit here and say everybody at work, everybody should be treated the exact same. We know 99% of the time that's not true. Certain people get less leeway, more leeway. They're more effective. They're less effective. They're new to the company. They're a troublemaker, whatever it might be. I would love for Target, Hennepin County, and U.S. Bank to say 3 days a week. Because we've talked. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It's a Tuesday today. It's very different than Monday and Friday, especially Friday in the summers.
Mm-hmm.
Friday in the summers, it almost feels like COVID's back. Right? I mean, it was very quiet. Mainly umbrellas until August. If I'm Amazon, you got a lot of leverage because you're bleeping Amazon. I would be wary of who I'm losing, though, in a five-day hammer policy.
Yes.
Now, it seems like they're giving people a little bit of wiggle room here, doesn't it? And we're going to have to judge it because a lot of their competitors, if you're moving up the chain, aren't saying 5 days a week. And might be looking at a lot of Amazon employees they've heard who are very good and saying, guess what? We don't care where you work. Or it's just 2 days. So I want companies to show some level of leverage. I do. But also, they have to think about their bottom line, too. And if Dave Harrigan has unique circumstances, but he is great for my company, and it's a kid issue, it's a travel issue, whatever it might be, and he can only get to the office 3 days, but he really helps my company, am I going to say, Dave, you got to follow the same policy as everybody else? I'm not. And maybe that's a double standard. Too bad. I'm trying to create the best company. I'm admitting that people are going to be treated different. What do you want to say in this? Or should we do this? You hang on.
Oh.
You hang on, and I want to hear what you have to say, and I want to hear what all sorts of people say. Is Amazon right? Should more businesses say, I don't care how good you are, it's 5 days a week. Even though Amazon is saying 5 days a week, but then they're also saying here, if Amazon employees don't follow current policy, it could hurt their chance of being promoted. And exceptions from working from home will be additional layers of leadership approval. Should it be 5 days? Should it be 3 days? Should it be, I don't care, just get it done? Should it be person to person? And do you think it does help, notably, in certain jobs if you're down at the office? Because I think it does. I think you're deluding yourself if you think it doesn't happen with a fair amount of jobs. It's 21 past 2. What do you want to say? 651-461-9226. I'd love for you to tell me about your own experiences, what's going on now, what you hate about it, what you love about it, and what you think about this Amazon policy. Again, text or call 651-461-9226. The debate, again, on working from home, showing up at work, what's fair, what's not fair, and clearly, a number of jobs have never had this opportunity. Not a single time. I feel very fortunate. Well, during COVID, we had no choice. The hosts, you know this, were told, you're not allowed to be here. You apparently, you know, could die.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm expendable.
Yeah.
We were at least told, be here as little as you need to be.
Yeah.
The producers and, you know, the news anchors that were here.
Yeah. But I'm not joking. The host, you know this.
Mm-hmm.
How long was it? I forget now.
Oof, man.
It was an extended period of time.
I was going to guess year and a half, probably.
Maybe. I think so. And other stations didn't do that. So I want to hear from more people. Where do you stand on businesses with a hammer? Are they really using a hammer? I'm saying I think Amazon's making a mistake. I want to incentivize. I want to have some level of leverage. But regarding 5 days, I think you're potentially losing too many good employees, even though in many cases it does notably, sometimes significantly help if you're face-to-face. But it's a battle for good employees. So if somebody's fairly unique and can only do it 3 days, I don't want to lose that person. What do you want to say? 651-461-9226. What do you say, sir?
As you were talking about before the break, you know, it's to have a policy that's not blanket is tough. To say, well, you know, Chad, you're a tremendous employee. We see what you can do working here only 3 days a week. We're going to continue to allow you to do that. Whereas Dan, we'd like you to be here 5 days. Well, then you got an uprising. Then you got everybody who's required to be here 5 days angry at you, Chad, for being, you know, teacher's pet guy, angry at the bosses, mm-hmm. angry at the bosses' bosses.
And we're a union shop, too, so mm-hmm. that potentially can lead to issues.
Certainly union would be even tougher, but even if you're not, I would think that would just lead to dissension and, you know, just, let me say this, Chad, a bad culture. A bad culture in the workplace.
So if you do that and you treat everyone the exact same, even though different jobs, different value, aren't you just sticking your head in the sand and act not dealing with reality? Whereas other jobs are going to make an accommodation for this so-called excellent employee?
I don't know that you have a choice. Perhaps you can say, look, you know, let's just look at the, you know, our business. You know, Mr. Host, Chad, you can have different rules than sales guy or management guy or news guy. You know, same for any corporate office. HR can have different rules than sales. It can have different rules for the IT people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps you can work around it that way, but I think if you're looking at just a team of people that do the same job, I think you got to blanket it. Unless you have severe extenuating circumstances, someone with a, you know, some disability where they just physically can't make it in or something like that. Yeah.
I get that argument. I think a lot of other people might say, okay, thousands of people in the job have that. 1,000 people in the company have that job, 100, whatever it might be. Well, 15 of them are so much better than the others. And I know the competition is high for those 15. And I don't think it changes the performance if they work from home. So I'm more worried about the 85 if it's the 100 in this case. I'm more worried about the 85 and whether they're doing their job and why they're not as good as the other 15, as opposed to them being concerned, is everything perfectly equal? What do you want to say? 651-461-9226. Somebody said, I intentionally was forgetting about the blue-collar workers. I've been working here nonstop, and I pointed out, I think now it's four times I've said there are plenty of jobs who've never had that opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And it is. It's not equal. It's not fair. Some jobs you have no choice, but you have to be there. But what we found out is a lot of jobs you don't have to be there, and there can be significant residual side effects, including all these office towers, which are shells of their former self. And Minneapolis and crime is a part of it, but COVID is the main driving force still, not because COVID is still happening, but because so many people thought, I kind of like waking up and working in my bed for an hour and then getting everything else done. And the bosses looked and said, guess what, Dave? You're better than ever. We'd rather see you here, but we know if you thought about leaving, there'd be a lot of competition. But does it have a significant effect on downtown? And does it have an effect on businesses where they've received money from those counties and cities? Or shockingly, they're the actual county, so maybe they should show up. So everything's going to be a little bit different. Texter, I work for an airline, horrible sick time. And look at my environment. Well, there are people, and I'm sorry that this texter has that experience with an airline. I know plenty of people who feel like this person when they work for an airline, and others loved it. But it's not like TSA is going to say, yeah, I'm staying home.
Just screen from home.
Just you to, here's what you need to do. You have my laptop. Hold it up. I'll look through your screen.
Everything's good.
Yeah. No. People talk about Amazon and what it's like to work there. Amazon's so enormous. We're not. This isn't talking about the folks who are doing more of the hard labor because they have no choice. They don't have the flexibility. Wish they did. It's not practical. It's not possible. This is at the higher end where you've worked in this position for a longer period of time and you yourself have a little bit of leverage. So I'm sure some of those bosses, Dave, with Amazon, they're jackasses. And others,
as in any giant
corporation. And anytime you're going to be the biggest on the planet, you're going to have plenty of negativity about you. More text. I think the boss makes a decision. However, the employee doesn't need to face-to-face, stay home in the loungewear. Yeah, but a bit of contradiction. The boss can just say, unless there's a contract or something going on, too bad. I know you're pretty good, but we've changed our mind.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be here. Now, maybe you had said yes before and other things going on, but there's still plenty of leverage that the boss has. There's no doubt. This will be happening heavily to new employees. Change jobs. Take this job. And the policy will be in the office for the majority of the time. I don't know, Dave. You think the next 10 years, a lot of businesses are really going to say you have to be here? Because I don't think so.
I think more and more will. Yeah. I think we are learning that it does help. It does help to have people in the office.
A lot of jobs it does. There's no denying that.
Yeah. There's certain jobs and certain people that I think are the outliers that work maybe better or just as well remotely. But I think we're learning that the whole grass is greener thing, wasn't quite as green.
One last thing. Working from home can hurt promotion chances. Out of sight, out of mind. I also think the corporate will promote folks who choose to be in the office 5 days a week. That can be a bit of the incentive, too.
Yeah.
And for a lot of jobs, I think that's a very good point. If you're not there a lot and you haven't been established or you're not established with that boss, it's a different sort of situation.
When cuts need to happen, it's easier to cut somebody who you don't even know.
35 past 2, Twins, Indians, once again after a gut-wrenching loss last night, pregame at 5 here on CCO. Brett Hume, who for a long time was a traditional journalist and now for, I don't know, decade plus, Fox analyst, conservative, no problem with that. Offer this tweet a little bit after our show finished. If Donald Trump is held responsible for January 6th because of his allegations that the 2020 election was stolen, is it unfair after two assassination attempts to hold responsible the Democrats who have ceaselessly claimed Trump is a threat to democracy? I'm going to read it again so you get it. If Donald Trump is held responsible for January 6th because of the allegations that the 2020 election was stolen, is it unfair, after two assassination attempts, to hold responsible the Democrats who have ceaselessly claimed Trump is a threat to democracy? I think it's absurd. I think it's absurd. Let's get to Donald Trump. He certainly was allowed to pursue through the court. He didn't have one significant victory, not one. And he continues to say, outside of a couple brief moments, that he won when he did not. Now, could he control everybody on January 6th? No, he couldn't. He was fomenting for weeks. And yes, during the speech, did he say peacefully? Yes, he did. He sat there on his butt hour after hour after hour and did not call for calm, even with his family and his closest allies saying, this is beyond what we wanted. Those individuals who were violent needed to be stopped. Those who showed up, no, you can show up for protests if they just went to the Capitol. No, but those who were beating police officers, breaking property, saying Hank, Mike, Pence, calling for death to Nancy Pelosi. Strongest charges. And Donald Trump sat there and did nothing. By the way, this idea that's on Nancy Pelosi for the National Guard, that's not true. It's just not true. Have there been Democrats who have used words and went too far regarding Donald Trump? Absolutely. No doubt. Some of the parsing, which I've witnessed on TV, has been interesting. But to act like every Democrat was just a pretty little flower and didn't say anything is a lie. But you then have to add the other part. Nobody drives more violent rhetoric than Donald Trump. And no one is close. If you're objective at all, and by the way, even if you're a Donald Trump supporter, and there are tens and tens of millions, and the election is 7 weeks from today, and I would say today it's a complete pick 'em, but if Dave said, you have to pick who's going to win. If it was today, I would lean Donald Trump. But you can't say this about the Democrats' rhetoric after, and by the way, every single soul should call out the attempted attempts to kill Donald Trump. No one, I don't care how much you don't want him to be president or disagree with him, no one should do anything but decry this and ask important questions. It never, ever should have happened, either one. And we should know a lot more information about the first one by now. But Dave, come on. These aren't the same things. And you, and if literally, because you can say the Democrats, because the word foment, if the most passionate Trump supporters want to say that, sure. But then what happened and how he sat there and did nothing has to be part of the conversation. And that's a part of what happened with January 6th. Do you think Brit Hume has a point? Text me. Do you agree, maybe even 100% with Brit Hume? Do you think it's nonsense? What do you want to say, Dave?
Apples and oranges, comparing the assassination attempts to January 6th and who's culpable and who's at fault. It's completely different circumstances. But to say you can't point at rhetoric from Democrats who for months, who for years have been calling Donald Trump an enemy of democracy and enemy of the country, the man who's going to tear this country apart and take that down.
Yep.
Whether it's true or not, you can make it a valid argument that that leads to dissension. It leads to more divisiveness. It leads to people on the left.
Does it lead to violence?
Donald Trump, and it could lead to violence. Yes.
Could. Yep.
It could. You can't say, I don't think you can say it can't.
I agree with you.
So is there culpability? That's hard to say because Democrats, I think many of them legitimately believe that if Donald Trump, and perhaps rightly so, believe that if he becomes president, this country is in a huge bit of trouble, that democracy in this country is in a huge bit of trouble. So can they call it out? That's the place we're in right now. I think you have to call it out if you believe it, if you see signs.
I think those are all really good points. I think you also, in making that point, have to acknowledge what Donald Trump has said over and over and over again. Like J.D. Vance, was it today or yesterday? Donald Trump's been shot twice. Nothing's happened to the other two. That tells you all you need to know. Again, it's deplorable what happened to Donald Trump. Never, ever should happen. But acting like Donald Trump hasn't offered up hate on a regular basis. Before the assassination attempt, he said, I hate Taylor Swift. Okay, the mocking of Paul Pelosi, the calling for violence as he has, that has to be part of the conversation.
It does. I don't think, I mean, I'm certainly not taking him off the hook. I don't think Brit Hume was taking him off the hook either. I think he was ignoring it to make his point.
651-461-9226. What do you want to say about the Hume tweet? I also want to get into the golf side of this and the concerns related to this, considering the former president loves to play golf. It's a 49 past 2. Jason in the mix, and Jason will take you up to Twins and Indians. No, backpedal. Twins and Guardians, starting to 5 here on CCO. All right, Jason, here's the Brit Hume text.
Okay.
Or tweet, excuse me. If Donald Trump is held responsible for January 6th because of his allegations that the 2020 election was stolen, is it unfair, after two assassination attempts, to hold responsible the Democrats who have ceaselessly claimed Trump is a threat to democracy?
Yes, it's unfair. Yep. Thanks, Britt. Thanks for asking, buddy.
It's not the same thing.
No. And also, like, I'm very curious about this new framing that the two would-be assassins are Democrats and are responding to Democrat framing. That is utter nonsense based on the information we have available, certainly about the first shooter. Now, the second guy
initially voted for Trump.
Very anti-Trump.
Yeah, in the
end, is he responsive to Democratic? I mean, you know my belief on this. I think that everyone defaults to rhetoric as the problem because it makes them feel good. And really, I am highly skeptical that inflamed rhetoric is responsible for this sort of stuff.
It can play a part, but to identify
20%?
It. 20%? Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, we've had inflamed rhetoric.
For a long
time.
And
we had it from when Trump ran the first time.
Two other points here. They admit, the Secret Service, that they didn't canvass the golf course. That left me troubled. Okay. He loves to play golf.
Yeah.
He's not going to stop. That is concerning.
Yes.
And then how about this Ohio sheriff who is saying regarding signs for Vice President Harris suggesting if she wins, there'll be a further influx of undocumented immigrants. So write down the addresses of all the people who have the signs in their yards.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the addresses for the new families
to go to.
Who will support the rebel. This is a sheriff. Who
yeah,
is doing
a lot
this.
Of wacko sheriffs out there, though.
We do. We have
elected,
a lot of.
They're elected, so there's a lot of. I mean, you know, what count is this guy from? Like a county of 4,000. I mean, outrageous, but also like
Portage just, County. I've always loved Portage County.
One of your. It is a county confirmed. Yeah, I don't know.
But we've had
a lot of wackos.
We've had a lot of sheriffs across the country who just have said, I don't care about the law. I'm not going to follow them.
Yeah. We've had that here. We've had Minnesota sheriffs who are like, I'm not enforcing.
I didn't realize you were allowed to do that.
Elected officials, man. It's beautiful.
I mean,
it's a beautiful thing.
When you're in charge
it's
of the
sort
law.
Of like, it's sort of like how you respond to the times for the breaks in the end of the hour. You do what you want.
In fact, I might not even get out of 5720 here.
Do what you want.
Thank you.
What are they going to do to us?
I want to leave, though.
There is that. There is that.
This one's a hard out. This one I'll follow.
Hard out. 3, 2, 1, done.
Britt Hume, who for a long time was a traditional journalist, and now for, I don't know, a decade plus, Fox analyst, conservative, no problem with that, offered this tweet. A little bit after our show finished, if Donald Trump is held responsible for January 6th because of his allegations that the 2020 election was stolen, is it unfair, after two assassination attempts, to hold responsible the Democrats who have ceaselessly claimed Trump is a threat to democracy? I'm going to read it again so you get it. If Donald Trump is held responsible for January 6th because of the allegations that the 2020 election was stolen, is it unfair, after two assassination attempts, to hold responsible the Democrats who have ceaselessly claimed Trump is a threat to democracy? I think it's absurd. I think it's absurd. Let's get to Donald Trump. He certainly was allowed to pursue through the court. He did. Didn't have one significant victory, not one. And he continues to say, outside of a couple brief moments, that he won when he did not. Now, could he control everybody on January 6th? No, he couldn't. He was fomenting for weeks. And yes, during the speech, did he say peacefully? Yes, he did. He sat there on his butt. Hour after hour after hour, and did not call for calm, even with his family and his closest allies saying, this is beyond what we wanted. Those individuals who were violent needed to be stopped. Those who showed up. No, you can show up for protests if they just went to the Capitol. No, but those who were beating police officers, breaking property, saying Hank, Mike, Pence, calling for death to Nancy Pelosi. Strongest charges. And Donald Trump sat there and did nothing. By the way, this idea that's on Nancy Pelosi for the National Guard, that's not true. It's just not true. Have there been Democrats who have used words and went too far regarding Donald Trump? Absolutely. No doubt. Some of the parsing, which I've witnessed on TV, has been interesting. But to act like every Democrat was just a pretty little flower and didn't say anything is a lie. But you then have to add the other part. Nobody drives more violent rhetoric than Donald Trump. And no one is close. If you're objective at all, and by the way, even if you're a Donald Trump supporter, and there are tens and tens of millions, and the election is 7 weeks from today, and if I have, I would say today it's a complete pick 'em, but if you, Dave said you have to pick who's going to win, if it was today, I would lean Donald Trump. But you can't say this about the Democrats' rhetoric after, and by the way, every single soul should call out the attempted attempts to kill Donald Trump. No one. I don't care how much you don't want him to be president or disagree with him. No one should do anything but decry this and ask important questions. It never, ever should have happened, either one. And we should know a lot more information about the first one by now. But Dave, come on. These aren't the same things. And you, and if literally, because you can say the Democrats, because the word foment, if the most passionate Trump supporters want to say that, sure. But then what happened and how he sat there and did nothing has to be part of the conversation. And that's a part of what happened with January 6th. Do you think Brit Hume has a point? Text me. Do you agree, maybe even 100% with Brit Hume? Do you think it's nonsense? What do you want to say, Dave?
Apples and oranges, comparing the assassination attempts to January 6th and who's culpable and who's at fault. It's completely different circumstances. But to say you can't point at rhetoric from Democrats who for years have been calling Donald Trump an enemy of democracy and enemy of the country, the man who's going to tear this country apart and take that down.
Yep.
Whether it's true or not, you can make a valid argument that that leads to dissension. It leads to more divisiveness. It leads to people on the left.
Does it lead to violence?
Donald Trump, and it could lead to violence. Yes.
Could. Yep.
It could. You can't say, I don't think you can say it can't.
I agree with you.
So is there culpability? That's hard to say because Democrats, I think many of them legitimately believe that if Donald Trump, and perhaps rightly so, believe that if he becomes president, this country is in a huge bit of trouble, that democracy in this country is in a huge bit of trouble. So can they call it out? That's the place we're in right now. I think you have to call it out if you believe it, if you see signs.
I think those are all really good points. I think you also, in making that point, have to acknowledge what Donald Trump has said over and over and over again. Like J.D. Vance, was it today or yesterday? Donald Trump's been shot twice. Nothing's happened the other two. That tells you all you need to know. Again, it's deplorable what happened to Donald Trump. Never, ever should happen. But acting like Donald Trump hasn't offered up hate on a regular basis. Before the assassination attempt, he said, I hate Taylor Swift. Okay? The mocking of Paul Pelosi, the calling for violence as he has, that has to be part of the conversation.
It does. I don't think, I mean, I'm certainly not taking him off the hook. I don't think Brit Hume was taking him off the hook either. I think he was ignoring it to make his point.
651-461-9226. What do you want to say about the Hume tweet? I also want to get into the golf side of this and the concerns related to this, considering the former president loves to play golf. It's a 49 past 2. Jason in the mix, and Jason will take you up to Twins and Indians. No, backpedal. Twins and Guardians, starting to 5 here on CCO. All right, Jason, here's the Brit Hume text.
Okay.
Or tweet, excuse me. If Donald Trump is held responsible for January 6th because of his allegations
right.
that the 2020 election was stolen,
okay.
is it unfair after two assassination attempts, told responsible the Democrats who have ceaselessly claimed Trump is a threat to democracy.
Yes, it's unfair. Yep. Thanks, Britt. Thanks for asking, buddy.
It's not the same thing.
No. And also, like, I'm very curious about this new framing that the two would-be assassins are Democrats and are responding to Democrat framing. That is utter nonsense based on the information we have available, certainly about the first shooter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the second guy
initially voted for Trump.
Very anti-Trump.
Yeah. In the
is
end,
he responsive
was.
To Democratic? I mean, you know my belief on this. I think that everyone defaults to rhetoric as the problem because it makes them feel good. And really, I am highly skeptical that inflamed rhetoric is responsible for this sort of stuff.
It can play a part, but to identify it.
20%?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, we've had inflamed rhetoric.
For a long
time. And we
had
it from when Trump ran the first time.
Two other points here. They admit, the Secret Service, that they didn't canvass the golf course. That left me troubled. Okay. He loves to play golf.
Yeah.
He's not going to stop. That is concerning.
Yes.
And then how about this Ohio sheriff who is saying regarding signs for Vice President Harris suggesting if she wins, there'll be a further influx of undocumented immigrants. So write down the addresses of all the people who have the signs in their yards.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the addresses for the new families
to go to.
Who will support
the
rebel. This is a sheriff. Who
yeah,
is doing
a lot
this.
Of wacko sheriffs out there, though.
We do. We have
elected,
a lot of.
They're elected, so there's a lot of. I mean, you know, what count is this guy from? Like a county of 4,000. I mean, outrageous, but also like
Portage County. I've always loved Portage County.
One of your.
I'm.
It is a county. Confirmed. Yeah, I don't know.
But we've had
a lot of wackos.
We've had a lot of sheriffs across the country who just have said, I don't care about the law. I'm not going to follow them.
Yeah, we've had that here. We've had Minnesota sheriffs who are like, I'm not enforcing.
I didn't realize you were allowed to do that.
Elected officials, man, it's beautiful.
I mean,
it's a beautiful thing.
When you're in charge
it's
of the
sort
law.
Of like, it's sort of like how you respond to the times for the breaks in the end of the hour. You do what you want.
In fact, I might not even get out of 5720 here.
Do what you want.
Thank you.
What are they going to do to us?
I want to leave, though.
There is that. There is that.
This
it's
one,
a competing. This one's
one,
a hard out.
This one I'll follow.
Hard out. 3, 2, 1, done.
All right, Jason, here's the Brett Hume text.
Okay.
Or tweet, excuse me. If Donald Trump is held responsible for January 6th because of his allegations that the 2020 election was stolen.
Okay.
Is it unfair? After two assassination attempts, told responsible the Democrats who have ceaselessly claimed Trump is a threat to democracy.
Yes, it's unfair. Yep. Thanks, Britt. Thanks for asking, buddy.
It's not the same thing.
No. And also, like, I'm very curious about this new framing that the two would-be assassins are Democrats and are responding to Democrat framing. That is utter nonsense based on the information we have available, certainly about the first shooter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the second guy
initially voted for Trump.
Very anti-Trump.
Yeah, in the
is
end,
he responsive
was.
To Democratic? I mean, you know my belief on this. I think that everyone defaults to rhetoric as the problem because it makes them feel good. And really, I am highly skeptical that inflamed rhetoric is responsible for this sort of stuff.
It can play a part, but to identify it.
20%?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, we've had inflamed rhetoric.
For a long
time.
And
we had it from when Trump ran the first time.
Two other points here. They admit, the Secret Service, that they didn't canvass the golf course. That left me troubled. Okay. He loves to play golf.
Yeah.
He's not going to stop. That is concerning.
Yes.
And then how about this Ohio sheriff who is saying regarding signs for Vice President Harris suggesting if she wins, there'll be a further influx of undocumented immigrants. So write down the addresses of all the people who have the signs in their yards. Mm-hmm. So we have the addresses for the new families to go to. Who will support
sure.
their
effort.
This is a sheriff. Who
yeah,
is doing
a lot
this.
Of wacko sheriffs out there, though.
We do. We have
elected,
a lot of.
They're elected, so there's a lot of. I mean, you know. What count is this guy from, like, a county of 4,000? I mean, outrageous, but also, like.
Portage County? I've always loved Portage County.
One of your. It is a county. Confirmed. Yeah, I don't know.
But we've had.
A lot of wackos.
We've had a lot of sheriffs across
sheriff.
The country who just have said, I don't care about the law. I'm not going to follow them.
Yeah. We've had that here. We've had Minnesota sheriffs who are like, I'm not enforcing.
I didn't realize you were allowed to do that.
Elected officials, man, it's beautiful.
I mean,
it's a beautiful thing.
When you're in charge
it's
of the
sort
law,
of like, it's sort of like how you respond to the times for the breaks in the end of the hour. You do what you want.
In fact, I might not even get out of 5720 here.
Do what you want.
Thank you.
What are they going to do to us?
I want to leave, though.
There is that. There is that.
This
it's
one,
a competing.
This
one's a hard out.
This one I'll follow.
Hard out. 3, 2, 1, done.